DeMarco did not practice again today, and he, again, like I said yesterday, probably a game-time decision. And Logan Ryan did not practice, and hopefully get some work from him tomorrow. That's the plan.
DeMarco's injury, he had a minor knee injury 6-8 weeks ago. Is this related to that in any way?
No. Knee? Yeah, but it's not no relation to the last one.
And Logan, I know he has missed practice last week too, but he's the type of veteran who can stay in it and work in the classroom and be okay.
I would think so. I mean, we really don't have many. I mean, we'd like him to play if he can play.
You mentioned progress with Logan. Has he been able to run yet and do some of the things that?
Yeah, he has. We've got him on a treadmill working him, but we're hoping to get more out of him tomorrow.
About Delaney, he wasn't out there when we were allowed to shoot.
I don't know why he should be. No, he was full participation today. He's good to go. He wouldn't miss this.
How do you feel your team has handled the pressure of the situation?
Let's see. Probably had our most physical practice yesterday in pads. I thought it was probably one of our better Wednesdays, and followed up pretty good today. And
all internally driven.
That's just the team we have. Very close team. Understand the circumstances, and not surprising the way they've handled it.
I'm assuming, as you're reading the cues from your team, better and better about going to Sunday when you see
Sunday. I feel pretty good about it. Absolutely feel good about it.
Mentioned the physicality of practice today. How important will be physicality be this week?
that's what we both thrive on. So you can count on that. I'd be worth the price of a ticket come to the game.
The more physical team, typically who wins in these types of
matches? Typically every week.
In a way, do you like that you're getting their best in Week 17 when they already have a 3 seed locked up?
Yeah, I was pretty sure that we got their best Week 2, so bring it on.
It's like playing friends.
I know all these guys. Every week I know these guys. It's more than that right now, so want to beat them. And him.
Do we overestimate the importance of practicing outside?
I think so. Yeah, I do. There's a lot of teams up north right now that they go in November and never come outside. Are just fine when they go out in their home stadiums, play in the cold. And it's a good example is us in Kansas City last year. We didn't practice in 2-degree weather and did fine. So, yeah, I mean, we'd like to be out. I just think it's good. Fresh air, get on the grass. But, today we couldn't get out here again because the fields weren't in good condition to do that. So I had all intentions to be out here. But, again, things out of our control. Fortunately, we have a nice bubble to go into.
How did Ty Smith do, Preston, to action Sunday? Did he play well enough to maybe earn a little more trust?
I thought he played well, really, for the majority of the number of snaps. I thought he was tested early. I thought as he gained confidence, I thought he played good football.
Schematically, are they any different from when you played them the first time, or are they just executing better?
They're not blitzing as much. Again, that doesn't say they won't this weekend. They're not, just by the numbers. It's not like you're not going to know where they're lining up. If you know what the scheme is, and it's basically an invite to bring it on. And so I think that's about the only thing, less probably than anything.
Derek, carried you in the second half of that game. Does that bode well for you if you're in a position where you're asking him to take the bulk of the load?
If we block well, and that's everybody, not just the line, that's everybody on our team that's involved in the play, and he runs well like he did, then it bodes well for us, yeah.